This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. This is our weekly overview of the hot hits in talk radio from the staff of my various programs, broadcasting professionals like Joe Crummy, who is an experienced talk radio host starting up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, ending in Los Angeles. And it was a long and winding road that took him from Portsmouth, New Hampshire to, most of us who are broadcasters have been around for a while. It has been a long and winding road. Mm-hmm. Joe has, at the moment, a fascinating podcast called Evil Thoughts.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. Evil Thoughts. All right, so he's had his brain surgery. He's all set to go. Rich McFadden, speaking of brain surgery, has had his lobotomy. He's all set to go.
Mine is scheduled for next week.
Oh, it's next week. Yeah. Ah, damn, yeah. I thought it was last week. I'm sure you'll be on the top of your game, however, as we go through the charts for the week of April 17th to the 21st. And also Victoria Keelan is here from the DJV Experience. And we'll talk with our comments about the stories, and if we have time for the list, the people list, we'll do that. But most of them are sort of tied together. So let me go through the list, and maybe we'll stop here, or maybe I'll go through the list. It's hard to predict what we'll do, but all of you will jump in as you wish, and we'll see what we come up with for conversation. Lots of sports talk radio, including the Patriots' visit to the White House without Tom Brady. Do you think the news media makes too much of, like, Tom Brady and Donald Trump appear to be friends? And that seemed to be a distraction for some. Now, I know that Crummy and Richie is, well, let's see, I'm sort of in the middle. Victoria is not. But Richie and Joe are supporters of Trump, and you're also fans. Although I don't know much about your sports interests, Joe. What do you like? Are you a football person, baseball person? Do you not care about sports? What's your story? Apparently he doesn't have a story.
He's thinking about it.
It's a good story. All right.
Think about it. All right, Richie, how about you?
Well, yeah, I think the media did make too much of it. I think that, was it the fact that Hernandez killed himself? Was it the fact that his mother-in-law was going through cancer treatment? Who really cares? Let the guy make his decision, do what he wants to. I think the highlight of that whole story was Gronk stepping out into
the
Spicer's
newsroom
saying, let me know if you need help.
Yeah. They'd have played it one step further. Spicer could have brought him up on the stage and answered the questions, and Spicer could have just stood on the side. That would have been a nice effect.
You need
to sort of chill a little bit.
Hey,
you know what I mean? There's so much focus because the news media in general is so angry, it would seem. This week, the information came out that a study of the evening newscasts, or the stuff that's on the air on the networks from 4 until 10, that included ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN, MSNBC, 89% of it was unfavorable.
Shocked.
So, yeah, isn't that a shocker?
I'm shocked by that.
It's a shock. Right. So, when something like this happens to lighten things up, it's good, but yet they still don't want to. They'll find something bad in it, which is kind of a shame. But I think it's contributing in a way to a national psychosis that isn't very healthy. I don't find. First of all, we give the news media too much credibility, and we give them too much space in our lives. At least those people. I mean, we in the business of talking about what's going on in the world and how do we get our input. Much of it comes from what's in the various news media. And so,
And here's why. We were sitting around the network yesterday, and we always have all the news channels on. And here's an actual statement out of one of the anchors' mouths from CNN. There may possibly be some activity on health care reform.
May. Possibly.
There may possibly. No, I'm sorry. Breaking news with the big graphics. Breaking news.
Maybe.
May possibly be some activity on the health care.
CNN is just ridiculous at this point.
They spent the whole day talking about Bill O'Reilly like they were little kids in a sand pit who just won an ice cream cone.
Right.
And you know, what I enjoy watching CNN because of that, because they get so crazy. You know, this week, I know it's also on our list when they had that, I guess, the runoff in Georgia for the House seat. I guess it was, what, District 6 or whatever it was. Yeah. During the day, they really thought they were going to win this, and they were so excited. So I watched CNN because they're so excited. They think they're going to, you know, they've got something going. So they're on the air that night. When was that? Wednesday night, Tuesday night?
You get a Democrat to beat a Republican. And that,
yeah, you know, it was great, you know, because they really thought they had it. This was going to show that Trump is evil and bad, and they're going to have a big switch in the House, and it's coming, and this is it. Here's a referendum on Trump, and they're all excited. And then when the numbers come in, it doesn't happen. And I love to see what they have to do because their hearts are all aflutter. And it doesn't happen again. It was great to watch. You know, they have to kind of pivot, you know.
Yeah. But Doug, you're right. CNN is embarrassing right now.
Yeah.
I mean, during the O'Reilly thing, they treated it like breaking news, like 9/11.
Yeah.
And the anchor was on the air going, well, what do you want me to do? Talking to his producers, should I stay live or should I go to a break?
Uh-huh. Well, Bill O'Reilly's on the list for us for later down the line on these top 10 stories. I don't want to consider that myself. But,
Bill O'Reilly, that story is number 3 this week on the countdown. Yeah. And the only thing that I have to say about Bill O'Reilly leaving is he's going to leave with somewhere between $65 and $100 million in his bank account, and they won't. There's no reason, nor would they, I think, be when you sever relations like that. I don't think you can keep him from working somewhere else. So in some way, shape, or form, he'll resurface. He has too much of a fan base.
Agreed.
Two people watch him every night on Fox, or did. So that it is so telling and so damnable. You'd like to think somebody someplace could do something with real news. Where is that opportunity? Where is that company? Who can do that? And actually, because there's none of them. Newsmax, they have no credibility. Some of these other places, the right-wing places, the left-wing media, they don't. There's no credibility anywhere. Because
they want to have an agenda. Because I think they believe it puts butts in seats. You know that they're hard driving and they've got some point of view, and that gets people to watch them.
Well, the point of view is the same as we used to. I guess you can apply it today, even to some of the talk radio programs. Because there's political talk, and there's business talk, and there's health talk, and there's car talk, and there's all kinds of happy talk. Those things. In the music business, it's adult contemporary, it's country, it's jazz, it's the top 40, you know, those things. So you find something that you like to listen to, and that's what you stay with, and that's fine, that's okay. But then it gets treated and thrown into the mix. Our situations like the number 8 item, Ann Coulter being booted from Berkeley. I don't know the last time a liberal was told not to come to a college campus. Maybe somebody can do the research, Victoria, and tell me that somebody who was liberal was not allowed to speak at George Washington University or something. But I don't know of the circumstance. But
I don't know.
Turn around,
probably doesn't exist.
No. So that's something, again, that sort of is a pseudo-ness to...
irony is that, you know, Berkeley is supposedly the birthplace of the free speech movement, too. You know, that's really funny.
Right.
You go 40 years down the line or whatever it was. When was the free speech movement? 70s, 60s, whatever.
And
now it's like, no way can you speak here. She's going to do it, though, right? It's back on.
Yeah.
It's on. It's all back on with Ann Coulter, right?
Well, and then there was the case. There was a judge that ruled that a conservative, I mean, a way conservative, like whack job, white supremacist guy who was speaking at Auburn University. I guess judge stepped in and ruled that it was illegal to prevent him from doing it or something. So there's a lot of controversy with who's visiting colleges and what they're saying. But, you know, the liberal thing, though, I mean, liberal speakers are not controversial. So, I mean, they're really not. It's peace, love, and happiness. Everyone get along. I mean, like, what are they going to say that's that controversial?
No, please.
No, but seriously, compared to a white supremacist, who is more controversial?
There's socialism and communism.
Yeah, on the other end of that.
Right.
How many socialists and communists are speaking at college campuses?
Probably everyone.
Bernie?
No, you guys like to label everybody on the left as a socialist.
No, I will tell you in my case that Heidelberg University in Tiffin, Ohio, there have been, I see the speakers roster, and they're broadening their scope. Never used to
it's all communists
like that. Not all of them.
But
there are plenty of people on the circuit. That I think
I know, I'm outnumbered, all right.
Blinders. No, it's not that much. But it's silly to say that everybody who's controversial is from the right, because it's not true.
I'm saying it's a lot more controversial when someone is a white supremacist saying things that are really horrific. That gets people up in arms, and that's where this stuff stems from. Ann Coulter says a lot of really controversial things. So it's not surprising
that
now.
She's 10 years ago, she said a lot more outrageous things, and I think she's calmed down a lot. Not that that makes it any...
Well, college kids don't know who she was 10 years ago.
Right. And they won't know who she is 10 years from now either, because everybody will forget about there be somebody new. All right. Food for thought here as Joe Crummy, Rich McFenn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen review what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for the week. Let me have you think forward for a little bit. The cardiologists of the day today have called superbeats a 21st century godsend. Why? Because superbeats revitalizes and energizes your heart. There are all kinds of studies that have been done by many of the important medical institutions in our country confirming the use of superbeats for your blood, your circulation. It opens up your blood vessels, expands them by 60%. Not only the big ones, but all of them, all through your body. So, if you've been feeling poorly, you got low energy, foggy thinking, you're out of breath, leg cramps, stiff joints, restless nights, cold sweats, you ought to try taking this nutritional supplement that we're all on here. I don't, Crummy's not on it. We ought to get him some of those, Richie. Super.
He can do some.
Yeah, he could probably use some.
Send me some. I'm ready.
Nutritional supplements that help you exercise better, gets the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every bit of the myocardial areas of your body. That means every place. It's the molecular discovery of the century, and you don't have to go any further than dialing 800-655-4183 to order it. Or you can order it online at DougLikesBeats.com. That's 800-655-4183, or again, order at DougLikesBeats.com.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment Classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
Every April, millions of Americans from all walks of life commiserate as they suffer through the painstaking task of filing their taxes. Year after year, people sift through endless forms and confusing instructions. With an outdated tax code and overregulation stifling job growth, it's time we come together to help Americans to take back what's rightfully theirs. Our country has an opportunity to grow our economy, bring back jobs, and empower the middle class. With more, here's Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union.
The U.S. hasn't updated its tax code in over 30 years, and it shows. We now spend nearly 7 billion hours and $263 billion just to comply with the income tax system. Congress and the White House can fix this. Voters across the political spectrum have voiced their support for comprehensive reform. Washington has the opportunity to enact legislation that will lower rates and make filing taxes easier for everyone. We urge our leaders to seize this moment and pass tax reform now.
For more information on tax reform, please visit NTU.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along, up and down the ladder of information on conversation on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, who has a fabulous... Awesome. You have fabulous thoughts?
I have evil thoughts, you know.
Evil, yes, I know you do. The podcast called Evil Thoughts. He uses his guitar like nobody else uses his... This is a dangerous man with dangerous... I had a dangerous guitar. You know, find Joe on Facebook and Twitter as well at joecrummy.net. He has posted a video on YouTube, good, Doug, of a brain surgery. Now, I knew this was important. How long ago did you have this brain surgery?
That was a long time ago. Actually, it was back, I didn't want to mention it, 1994. That goes way back, Doug.
Really? And what was the problem? How much do you talk about this?
Not so much anymore. I'd rather put it behind me, but it cost me my hearing. I mean, there was a time, and I have no balance anymore. People that know me personally understand that very well. Joe has no balance.
No balance.
I
was thinking that, and I don't even know you that.
Well, I thought you were a well-balanced guy.
I said, this guy's got no balance. What's going on here? But it took half of it away. Your hearing is, that's how you balance yourself. It's actually the mechanism is in your ears.
Turn the headsets up a little louder. Well, the same thing happened. It wasn't the same operation that... Rush Limbaugh had, was it?
No, I think he had something else, but it was, I had what they call an acoustic neuroma, and it's just a brain tumor that gets in there right in the ear canal, and it does a lot of damage if you don't catch it just soon enough.
Is that because you were listening to too many people yell at you on the radio? And the defect?
Yes, it was exactly right. It's people like you that caused it. I don't want to lay a trip on you, but thanks.
It's okay. 25 after Victoria Keeley.
No big deal.
One of the stars of the DJV show is here with her thought. She feels like she gets cornered every once in a while, but I will not. I'll protect you at all costs.
Oh, yeah. You're awesome at that.
Wait a minute.
He threw you under the bus.
I know. No. He always does. I mean, then he just throws it in reverse for good measure.
No. It's only my pickup truck. It's not a bus.
Yeah.
Okay.
A few rocks.
Let's see what we have next up. We talked about the Patriots visiting the White House without Aaron Hernandez. Been a little difficult anyway. He's gone, though. The thing, because everybody's talked about Hernandez, but a lot of people have not talked about the situation in Arkansas where all these executions, there are 8 people waiting to get dispatched that have been on death row, some of them since the 1990s. What is that, Swift Justice?
How many of them could be exonerated with DNA testing?
That's the question. Always is the question.
Well, it's 1 down, 7 to go.
Right.
They took care of one.
Dispatched somebody, I think, Thursday night.
Right.
Because they found the right veterinarian to give them what they need. They can put dogs to sleep every place, but they can't find the same stuff to put people to sleep. They apparently found enough to get this guy out. And so with this comes a discussion of the death penalty, what is cruel and unusual, how it doesn't really work to deter. If it really was a deterrent, then there, by definition, wouldn't be any more murders. However, last time I checked, even in Chicago, you could murder, you could have an execution every day in Chicago, and you wouldn't
right.
get rid of all the murderers.
Well, I think the thinking is that it's deterrent is one thing, but the other half of the equation is punishment. And they're thinking, okay, you don't deserve to live because you did X, Y, and Z, so you don't even can't enjoy.
Hard for people
I don't want you to enjoy a cheeseburger. I don't want you to enjoy a sunny day. I don't want you to enjoy a thought. Yeah. That's the thinking I think behind it.
Is that does that make sense under the circumstances?
I would agree with you. I think in the long term, the death penalty is on the way out. I just think it is. But that's what I think the thinking is. It's a two-pronged attack. It's like, okay, a deterrent and also, it's punishment. That's
punishment, vengeance, maybe. And I'm with vengeance sometimes myself. Frankly, some guy rapes somebody and then murders him. I'm okay with even every spiritual philosophy I have, kill him. I think that's
I'd say it's a deterrent for you and me and all of us who are.
Well, I wouldn't do it anyway.
Sound
neither
mind.
Would you.
Right, we're of sound mind.
Because you and me right. with each other, then maybe you would be a different story. But other than that, no. 28 past the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 34 after the hour. My name is Doug Steffen. His name is Rich McFadden. His name is Joe Crummy. And her name is Victoria Keeman. We are here discussing, as we do every week at this time, from the Professional Boobcasters Association, an overview of the stories that Talkers Magazine lists on their website at talkers.com as the big items, the big stories of the week, conversationally on the news talk radio stations with the programs and hosts that they monitor all across the country. I choose to not discuss things like the Fresno shooting. I feel it goes no place, does no good. There's nothing there that's any different other than the place and the time and who did it from the last shooting. And the shooting before that, and the shooting before that, and the shooting before that. So if we don't have any disagreement amongst the members of the panel, I'll move on.
Fire away.
No discussion. You may have mentioned number four this week on the countdown is the Georgia House race, how a Democrat was thought to be unseating a Republican or take over the House seat. But Joe, in some fashion of glee, suggested that wasn't the case. So what is the case?
Well, I mean, I just have a perverted sense of enjoying CNN getting so excited about it, and then when it doesn't happen, and they get all crestfallen, I tune in for that.
Okay, so then what you tuned in for more than anything else, and what I think is the most interesting deal, but that's just me, of the week, was how CNN and others have handled the O'Reilly exit from Fox and how the Murdoch family couldn't quite agree at the beginning. But the two sons convinced the old man, that this wasn't good, even though it didn't affect their stock. When you consider how huge Rupert Murdoch started when he was a kid, he, I think, was like Richard Branson. I think he used to deliver newspapers when he was like 12 years old. And then somehow or other, like Branson, bought a music trade publication, somehow or other, either Murdoch started his own paper or he bought one when he was young, and that he's got the probably arguably the largest media corporation, not just news media, it's print, it's movies, it's television, and it's not just on the North American continent, it's in Australia, it's in Europe, it's in Africa now, and the guys, you know, these people...
He's Australian, right? I mean, this guy, he's Australian.
Yeah, has American citizenship now, but he's a native Australian, yeah. Right.
Is that where he made his original money?
Yes.
Doug? Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know there was enough business in Australia. I'm obviously very provincial. I didn't know it was that big of a deal.
He's very smart. The guy's a very smart guy.
Yeah.
Very savvy. And he picks and chooses his allies and friends well. That is, I mean, when you get right down to the brass tacks of Roger Ailes, there probably wasn't a more, on the positive side, brilliant strategist who many argue got Richard Nixon elected, big in Republican circles. And so maybe you say, well, he got Richard Nixon. What does that say about him? Well, fast forward to him being naked from the waist down on the couch when Gretchen Carlson walks into his office.
Oh, and, I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, right. Oh. And the description that she had of his private parts was the reason she walked out.
Okay. So, number three on the list this week.
I haven't heard this part. This is good, Doug. Don't stop.
I think I'm told to stop, so we keep moving. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with an overview of the top 10 stories this week. Just as we accumulate lots of time aimed at discussing some of these issues, people say, what are the actual 10 things on the list? So here they are. Sports Talk Radio, number 10. Patriots visiting the White House, number 9. Ann Coulter and her Berkeley appearance, or a lack thereof, number 8. The Hernandez suicide, number 7. The Arkansas execution case, number 6. The shooting in Fresno, number 5. The Georgia House race, Republican versus Democrat. Republican wins, Democrat doesn't. O'Reilly is number 3. Number 2, the situation in the Middle East. And number 1, North Korea and the Russians and what they're doing up in the Bering Sea. Those are the items of interest. Not necessarily, well, yeah, they are in the order that they've been promoted at talkers.com. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, so where does O'Reilly go? That's what I want to know.
Anywhere he wants. That's what I think, ultimately.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great if CNN hired him? Wouldn't it be awesome?
No, MSNBC. That'd be really cool.
That's where who went over to MSNBC from? I want to say Greta Van Susteren went over there. Yeah, she's doing quite well.
She's doing well.
Yeah, I like her. I've never. Yeah, there were a lot of people who took shots at her because she had her face job. I thought it took a lot of balsam to do what she did and just keep right on going and not really pay much attention to it. It was a really sexist thing that bothered a lot of men. I don't know that it bothered any women, and I didn't.
Well, I think it bothered women in the sense that, you know, she is a very intelligent woman and obviously succumbed to the pressures of, you know, of image. And I think
Women, did she do it voluntarily?
I think she
did have
some
work done.
Yeah, I think she did.
It's obvious she did.
But what woman in media doesn't feel pressure to constantly look like, you know, the Fox tarts?
Right.
You know?
She'd come from CNN, so going back to MSNBC it's kind of full circle for her. I mean, that was not my issue with her. My issue was that she was on CNN way back 20 years ago talking about how OJ was innocent. I mean, she was talking from a legal standpoint. I still hate it. But
you never listened to me when I was on KBC then, did you?
Why? What were you saying? You loved her?
OJ would be walking the streets right now if it were up to Doug.
Slammed. When I first went, the first thing that was going on, I went to KBC in 1993, and the first thing that was going on when I got on the air was the OJ thing. It was just after the Bronco, I mean, the next week. So
yeah. I was there, too, so I must have been down the hall
at the other station. You were at KMPC. Yeah, you were. Yeah. I don't know why we never met.
We should have. See, that's weird. I was in an identical studio, and you were saying one thing. In other words, you were like, Mr. OJ is the man, and he ought to be out on the street.
I said what I said. Richie simplified it a little bit. I said that I thought that there was room for discussion as to whether he was guilty or not, and it was way before the trial. I just said, everybody's jumping on this guy. Let's give it a chance. And that was
meant everybody wanted OJ to be innocent. Nobody wanted to believe he could do that. But then, as you got more,
I thought he was immediately. The more I was on the air, Doug, right down the hall. That I thought that morning, as soon as I heard about it, I remember hearing it on the news that the wife of OJ Simpson's been found dead. You know, and OJ Simpson's like missing. I'm like, okay, well, you know, some connection here, something going on.
But let's look at this. I mean, what year was that? What year was that?
94. I remember somewhere a long time ago.
So back then, the media was deciding guilt or innocence in cases. We look at it now, we're like, oh, the media controls it. There is no unbiased. I mean, it was going on back then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I at the time, you're a talk show host, you're supposed to have an opinion and scream and yell about whether, you know, the news is different. The hosting is a separate concept, sort of, right? Doug?
Yes. Supposed to be.
Think? Fitch?
Anybody help?
Supposed to be.
Yeah, the key there is supposed to be. See, Victoria didn't grow up on all that. Victoria has grown up in the era of right versus left. So that's where the distinction
is. Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't grow up in that. I grew up, actually, the people that I worked with at KBC were the people who were on that first network, the ABC daytime network, Michael Jackson, Alan Combs, Joy Brown, all those people were the people, and the people at KBC that I was around. The only real controversy at KBC, Larry Elder had started, and he was somewhat controversial, but it was... remember when Gloria was there? Gloria Allred preceded me on the air, and we actually became quite good friends. I like her a lot. I thought she had lots to say. And she knew how to say it. And I got her into the national. You'd never joined this group. We had a group. We don't have it anymore. National Association of Talk Hosts. And I got
they all ate each other, and the group dissolved.
Well, we had some other problems. But anyway, Bruce Williams was. I'm talking about the founding members of it. Alan Combs and me and Gene Burns and Jerry Williams and most of them were New Yorker. Boston people that got the thing started. But then, you know, you roll in as you worked. I said, when I went to KBC, I said, Gloria, wouldn't you like to join this group? And she said, I was all about. And she loved it. We had a convention in Houston, and Gene Burns was a president. I was a vice president. Gene was sick, so I had to run the thing. And Gloria was outside because we were giving the Freedom of Speech Award to G. Gordon Liddy. And Gloria went apoplectic. Man, you talk about theater. She was out. She had 1,000 women outside walking around the Houston Astrodome where we had, or wherever the hell we were in Houston, having placards, and the news media was there. And I had to walk Gordon into the building with his wife and his son. And Gloria's outside yelling and screaming at him. And people were spitting at him.
And Gordon loved every minute of it.
Oh, he was fabulous.
he thought it was hysterical.
In his eye. And he was also a macho guy, too, that fellow Chapter Hyde as well. Yeah. They used to ask him on the air. I remember him taking a call on the air. I remember actually having him on the air. He had a book out called Will.
Yes.
At KFI. I remember he came in and he sat down and I had just read his book, and in it he had written about how he could use a pencil to kill somebody.
Oh, yeah.
And I stuck a pencil on the on the table to see what he would do with it, you know. But it was he was a very macho guy. He used to, when he had a show, people would call him up and a lady would be on the line and she'd go, "How are you?" And he would say, "Virile and vigorous, you know.
So we were at an event. Richie, I think you were there, actually. And Gordon and I were having our picture taken.
Oh, yeah.
And for some reason, I was possessed with wanting to rub his head because he had shaved his head. And he looked at me with that look and he said, "Only Mrs. Liddy does that."
Oh, yeah.
It was just, there have been a lot of fabulous characters in this business. And sadly, there aren't many of us left. I'm sitting with the four fabulous characters who all have something to say. Victoria Keelan, Joe Crummy, Rich McFadden at 44 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Allergy congestion. Cut grass. Cat on the sofa. Dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
This report is brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. The American dream used to be a two-story home with a white picket fence. But a recent YouGov study commissioned by Fifth Third Bank found that more Americans value peace of mind over home ownership. In fact, only 15% identified buying a home as a top financial goal. Instead, priorities are paying off debt, saving for an emergency, and having a retirement plan. Despite this change in focus, Americans are still struggling to adequately save for the future. Bina Elliott, Senior Vice President and Director of Community and Economic Development, Fifth Third Bank.
These survey results underscore something Fifth Third has known for a while. Consumers are struggling to reach their financial objectives. We want to help change that through services like our Lives Improved through Financial Empowerment classes, which are designed to give them the financial tools they need to succeed.
For more information, visit 53.com/life.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like GEICO is more than just a company that can save you money. GEICO also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Go!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Now it's time for a list of the people who are on the Talkers Overview this week. The hot hits in talk radio and discussion about these people. We've sort of put them all together. Talking about sports always brings us around to looking at some of the sports personalities. Tom Brady, Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots, Bill Belichick, all guests of the White House this week. Ann Coulter in the number 9 position because of what happened to her appearance at Berkeley. Rex Tillerson, who's Secretary of State, and the deal with the Russians, and also an old Exxon deal that he managed to mine about 20 years ago coming back to the surface. Aaron Hernandez, number 7. At number 6 is John Ossoff, number 5, Bill O'Reilly, number 4, Vladimir Putin, number 2, Kim Jong-un, somehow or other, Bill Belichick in there someplace, and Donald Trump, as you can imagine, number 1 most talked about personality or person in the country this week. All right, 47 past the hour, Joe, Rich, Victoria, and Doug. The one thing that has been missing from our discussion, notice how things are calming down and that Trump isn't sucking all the air out of the room all the time. There is obviously going to be plenty of focus on Donald Trump, but not the way it has been as things are sort of calming down. But in terms of, I'll just go around the room here, the virtual room. Joe, what do you think the most important thing was that Donald Trump did this week?
What did Donald Trump do this week? Oh, you caught me off guard. Donald Trump, China. You know, the most important stuff that he did, I think you don't know about. That's what I think.
Ah, that's an interesting way.
Yep, that's what I think.
About. What did he really say to the North Koreans?
What did he say to the Chinese?
What did he say to the Chinese? I think there's a, he likes Chinese. Don't we have that song, Richie?
He likes the Chinese this week, you know, as long as they... I kind of like what Trump does. Trump says, I really like President Xi. He's working really hard.
Yeah.
And we know he's going to take care of this, wink, wink. Right, President Xi? That's so great. You're my best friend now.
Right. Well, they want something. Chinese want something, and he's willing to step on Kim Jong-un like a bug, and we'll reward you nicely.
That's what I think. And I think he has the leverage to do it. And I think Trump understands the whole trade issue. I think out of all the issues, I think that Trump weighed in on the campaign. You know, when he would weigh in on health care, it was like he's an inch deep and a mile wide on that one. But when it comes to trade and business and money deals, I thought, you know what, here's something where it really feels like he really thinks he knows what he's talking about. Or he's got an oar in the water here. So the thing with China, I'm really excited to see what he does.
He shook it up with steel this week, saying that he was going to shut down all of the steel trade while they examine the safety of the steel that's coming into the country, building our tanks and our armor for our veterans and our
steel
bridges and our buildings. And steel stocks for the steel companies in the U.S. shot up like 17%.
Right.
So, I mean, he does get that.
Okay.
He gets it, except all the Chinese steel built all of his buildings. So, you know.
Yeah, but if you can make it American steel, why wouldn't you?
Sure,
my radio personality of the week. You want to know what the name is of one of the new radio personalities in the Washington area?
Who's that?
Chuck Wagon.
Chuck Wagon.
You can get
it.
All right, on that note.
Is that a dog food?
It will soon be
seriously?
10 minutes for the hour here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour. Our purpose here is to go through the items on the chart of technology accomplishments, things that will be important, top five items, as a matter of fact. Courtesy of Victoria Keelan, who's here, has a pretty good handle and expertise, if you will, in these areas, as she watches this stuff very carefully during the course of the week. So we'll start with number five, go to number one. Our first focus is on Uber and what may be changing for people who are using the rideshare program, Victoria.
Well, Lyft users, Lyft, which of course is Uber's biggest competition, even though Uber is has a bigger market share than Lyft does. But Lyft users can already add a tip to their driver's fare, and Uber, you can't do that. So unless you have cash, you can't currently tip your Uber driver. And so New York City is moving going to require Uber to add a tipping feature to its app. The proposal was put forth by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and they said that any service that only accepts credit cards and debit cards, like Uber does, must be required to have some way for the passenger to add a tip. Now, in the past, Uber has said they don't want tipping. They felt that it would lead to an unfair bias amongst drivers, saying that, you know, they wouldn't go to certain areas because tipping wouldn't be as large as it would be in other areas. So Uber does kind of have a point there with that. But the Independent Drivers Guild claims that tipping could bring New York City Uber drivers an extra $300 million a year. So they say that's needed in this case because Uber doesn't have benefits. They don't have labor protections. They don't have paid sick leave or minimum wage. So this will be an interesting conversation. Uber says that they'll work with all the parties involved to figure out some sort of a solution. But there might be tipping coming to Uber. And of course, if it starts in New York City, it's going to spread to everywhere.
Number four on our list of the top five items from technology this week.
Google's making a play at becoming a go-to personal stylist. Now when you search on Google, they have updated their image search results with a fashionable component called Style Ideas. And so it's a selection of street style photos that look like they've been pulled right from a magazine. And if you know the specific accessory that you're looking for, say a certain brand name or a bag or an item, a coat, whatever, then you can type that in and then Google Image will now match all of that, plus give you other similar items that you can search for in different price brackets. So Google's really making this a lot easier to search for the shopping aspect of the internet. And now the similar items will include retail items that are conveniently listed with prices so you can shop directly from your Google results, which is that's a big thing. And obviously Google wants people to stay with them as long as possible before diverting to a retail site.
Lots of bad news for United this week, including a tech backlash. This is number three, Victoria.
Yeah, I mean, United, of course, has so many different headlines from the last 2 weeks, and the tech backlash that came from it is a Google Chrome extension that lets you avoid booking a flight with United. And how this works, it's a free download. Once you download this extension on Google Chrome, anytime you search Expedia, Kayak, Google Flights, Travelocity, none of those results will include United flights. So this is a real, it's a commitment. If you never want to fly United again, this is the easiest way to do it. But I'm not sure. There's a tech backlash of hashtag drop United. And so there are a lot of people on social media saying that they have used this extension and that they will never fly United again after Dr. David Dow, and then there was a woman who was sexually harassed, and the flight attendants did nothing about it. So there's a lot of bad press for United this week, and this is the latest backlash.
Number two on our quest to get to all of these top five robocalls. What a pain in the butt these things are.
The FCC said this week that nearly 2.4 billion robocalls are made every month. So that is about 7 calls per person per day. And there are a few things you can do. The Better Business Bureau is stepping in now, saying that, first of all, you should Google your own phone number. And if it pops up, you're probably already on robocall lists. The second thing you should do, everyone should register their landline and their cell on the National Do Not Call Registry. It's not a perfect solution, but it does help. And then the third thing you can do is download an app. There's one called Nomo Robo on iOS. It's one of the highest-rated anti-robocall apps. You can do a 30-day free trial, and then it's $1.99 a month after that. And there are other apps like that that help you really eliminate the robocall problem, which is a big one.
Yep. And the number one item this week, quickly, a new iPhone is in your future.
Big iPhone news. Not one, but 3 new iPhones will be hitting the shelves in September for the 10th anniversary of iPhone.
All right. Hip, hip, hooray for iPhone. Yeah. Great American company, those Apple folks. 59 past the hour. You've heard it all on the situational focus. Technology is in the focus here.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs, Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.